going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
High fly ball center field. When Jake Myers puts it away, it's a sweep. Astros sweep the Jays with a 3-1 victory today. Winning three in a row for the first time and also moving to two games over 500 for the first time this year. 13-11 on the season. That's a good homestand blummer against two good teams in the Padres and the Jays.
And now the series is tied at one apiece as the Rockets try to go into San Francisco and get one back. At least one back for the Warriors, with the series now shifting to the Bay Area for games 3 and 4. Rockets win it. Series tied at 1-1. 109-94. Your happy final score. Big nights for Jalen Green. A double-double as well for Alfred Şengün.
That is the formula right there. Jalen Green outstanding. Alfred Şengün, a double-double. You heard the Astros. Todd Callis on the call for the Stros final call. That was Craig Ackerman on the call, both on Space City Home Network last night. In this recent stretch of all or nothing Houston sports, we either come in completely distraught, or we come in jubilant. Last night was jubilant. The Astros complete the sweep of the Blue Jays. The Rockets even the series with the Warriors. We've got a series on our hands now. Jimmy Butler might be injured, so we got a lot to unpack. Oh, yeah, and there's an NFL draft tonight as well. So we got a lot to get to on the show here today. We appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. I'm Sean Pendergast. He is a jubilant Seth Payne. Good morning, my friend.
It's going to be such a great 4-day stretch here. Yeah. Between the very important Rockets basketball, obviously, the Astros looking like they are looking and sweeping the Toronto Blue Jays, a solid baseball team, but then also the NFL draft. And I'm in that position, Sean, where it feels most like, this is when I feel most like when I was actually playing football, which is you're playing in a Monday night game, and you've got all this time during the day, and you tell yourself, I really should take a nap in the afternoon. But you lay down in your depressing, darkened hotel room, and you're like, all right, what am I going to do? Again, I don't have the mental discipline to actually calm myself down enough to take a nap. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to try to force myself into a nap this afternoon.
It's going to be a late one.
We got big stuff going on here in Houston.
Yeah, it's going to be a late one here. And the good news is the Rockets game 3 is on a Saturday. So that's going to start at 9 o'clock or whatever. So you got all Sunday to recover for that. But yeah, man, that was. Let's start with the Rockets because I think that's of the sporting events that took place. That's the more important. It's postseason.
Yeah. Jalen Green has ruined my nap for this afternoon.
Yeah, man.
I can't get his performance out of my mind.
I was really happy for Jalen last night. For those of you just getting up and may not have seen the I don't know how much of the game you saw last night, but it was the Rockets led wire to wire. There were several opportunities in the second half of this game for the Rockets to really put their foot on the throat of Golden State, and I'll credit Golden State, no Jimmy Butler for most of this game, because he sustained what could be, we'll see, he's going to get an MRI, what could be a series-altering injury, landed hard on his back. Yeah, landed hard.
They were calling it a bruised pelvis, which it looked like a tailbone.
Yeah.
So a coccyx. Is the coccyx part of your... Is it a vertebra?
It's the very, it's the Cape Cod of your vertebrae. It's the very, very end of your vertebrae. Yeah.
So it is a vertebrae.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's a, but you don't really think of it that way. But they were calling it a bruised pelvis. Bruce whatever pelvis. It was. It looks painful. Listen, Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Tom Ball native.
Yeah.
Got no hatred in my heart for him.
No.
Well, other than, you know. But he's a very, very important part of the Warriors team. You know who else was a really important part of a Rockets team back in the day? Chris Paul.
Yeah, you don't apologize, man.
Yeah, hey, hey. Rockets had the Warriors on the ropes. Chris Paul strains his hamstring. Yeah. What are you going to do?
No, sorry.
That's basketball, baby.
Yeah.
There is a small sliver of incredibly soft Warriors fans who somehow think that Amen Thompson was being dirty on a play where he was getting boxed out by Draymond Green, lost his balance, and careened into Jimmy Butler.
These things happen when you're
playing basketball. No, I think, to their credit, a lot of Warriors fans are like, well, no, bro, this ain't it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the psychotic, incredibly soft Northern Californians, there's enough of them that they're acting like the Rockets are playing dirty basketball. Go die.
There's always a few. So 109-94 was the final score last night. And even when Jimmy Butler was in there, the Rockets had come out strong in this game. Like, there was nothing about game one that took the starch out of the Rockets' energy and zeal defensively. And I think the huge difference between game one and game two is you got a massive performance from Jalen Green last night.
Right, right.
From the jump, it was very evident, Seth, in the first 6 or 7 minutes of that game that whatever film study they put in since Sunday, Jalen Green had six assists in the game. Four of them he had in the first 6 or 7 minutes of the game. You know, he was looking to use Ime Udoka's word from Sunday night. He was looking for his outlets early on. He knew what Golden State was going to be throwing at him, and he reacted really well to that.
He went from Mr. Magoo to a bald eagle in terms of vision.
Yes.
It was I got so excited every time
kids,
I thought,
"Hey kids, Mr. Magoo was this guy."
A drive and kick. You know what Mr. Magoo looks like, even if you've never seen Mr.
That's
Magoo.
True. Yeah.
That name. He is thick glasses, Coke bottle glasses.
Yeah.
So he went. Any drive and kick, I was excited about. That pass that he fed to Amen Thompson early on underneath, that was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that was great. And defensively, the way they were attacking Steph Curry, was excellent.
Yeah.
Steph Curry had as many turnovers as field goals in this game.
Yeah, yeah.
And the big question is just, all right, if Jimmy Butler had been available for the last three quarters as an outlet, what would the adjustments have been? But look, the Rockets have held the Warriors under 100 points consistently this year.
Yes.
I don't worry about the Rockets defensively. It really is about, can they keep the offense going somehow, some way to just get to 100? If you can get to 100, you got a really good shot of beating the Warriors.
Yeah, yeah. And it's 6:07 in the morning. We're 7 minutes into the show. I don't want to nitpick. That is the thing that makes me nervous, especially going back to Golden State. We'll see how this travels. Like, the offense, they scored 109 points last night. There are still way too many possessions where they're initiating offense with 5 seconds left on the shot clock.
Yeah.
It's Dylan Brooks with the ball in his hands on the wing with 4 seconds on the shot clock. They made shots last night that I'm glad they made them. The series is even at one, and that's great. And this is a young team that it feels like is playing with house money, even though they're the 2 seed. But, man, like, I don't know what's sustainable about these contested threes and Dylan Brooks' turnaround jump shots in the lane and things like that. Like
in the second quarter when they were trading threes with the Warriors,
I
just, it was going, the ball was going in, but there's a part of me that's like, all right, guys, let's get back to some of the more aggressive stuff, or because in a 7-game series, if you're going to start to just try to trade threes with the Warriors, you're going to lose that battle over time. But I'm with you. I don't want to be nitpicky.
Yeah.
It was such an upgraded performance out of Jalen Green.
Such an
upgraded total of things that, yes. We also, though, still saw Fred VanVleet go 1-for-7.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think the thing there, too, Seth, is like, just the Rocket says, and look, Fred VanVleet's going to play in this series. Like, anybody who's like, Fred VanVleet's had 2 bad games now offensively. Great. He's going to play 35 to 40 minutes a night. There's nothing you can do about that. Ime Udoka loves him, and there is something calming about having him on the floor at times, for sure. Although, again, last night, you're the point guard, man. You're the steward of an offense that gets very strange shots to stay in this game. But the thing to me, Seth, where you say, you know, Fred VanVleet's 1-for-7 from three, I think he's 2-for-8 from the field, something like that. The good thing is he's only taking 8 shots. He's not taking 19 shots like he was in the first game. They were at least, they're at least getting shots from the guys who are supposed to be, you know, who are supposed to be your catalysts on offense, right? You know, like Jalen Green, Alperen Şengün, like those are the guys. You know, you're running the offense through those guys.
Well, and even with some of the shooting performances, you don't expect the Rockets to shoot 37.5% from three consistently, but the margin was still a healthy, healthy margin. You can miss a few of those threes, and the way you're playing, it was a very, very good basketball game last night. It was the classic, hey, after game one of an NBA playoff series, you way overreact.
Right.
It feels like if you lose that first game by a healthy margin, it feels like you'll never win again. They did exactly what they needed to do while they had a home game to just get back, whether you want to call it momentum or even the tables, whatever it might be.
Yeah, no, I absolutely. And I thought when Jimmy Butler went out, and that was huge, and that's something to keep an eye on the next couple days. He's going to get an MRI on this bruised pelvis, tailbone, whatever it is. Landed hard on the lower back. I thought at that point, Seth, okay, the Rockets are either going to win by 30 or the Warriors are going to win a close game where Steph Curry scores 45 points. And it landed on neither. It landed right in the middle of that. Like, Steph didn't have a great game, made some circus shots. Rockets could never really put the Warriors away. They got it up to 20 a few times, and then they'd give up a 7-0 run or an 8-0 run to allow the Warriors to kind of hang in this game. The Warriors did get some decent three-point shooting from some of their supporting cast. The thing I was encouraged about that I do think is sustainable is that each time the Warriors kind of punched at the Rockets with those little runs to get it down to 12 or 11 points, is the Rockets would come back with a 5 or 6 point stretch of their own, you know, 5-0, 6-0 run of their own to kind of keep them at distance in the game last night.
And Jalen Green admitted that he was a little bit just kind of blinded by the bright lights of game one.
Yeah.
So getting in, this is where I think having the extra time for rest during the playoffs probably really helped Jalen Green. He got that extra film work in with the coaches. He could kind of maybe get his mind right for it. But defensively, too, this is one of the other things that's very sustainable is just Jalen Green's defense.
Oh, yeah.
His rating went from 110 in the first game to 98.6 in the second game. He's just much better plugged in defensively. So that part's sustainable. This is a team that, look, as long as they keep making it chippy and as long as it's a slug out, hey, Draymond Green ain't that guy no more.
No.
You know?
He sucks.
Draymond, that ain't you no more. Yep. You're not that guy anymore.
He sucks.
If I take a team that's going to be chippy and physical and tough, you don't counteract that the way you once did.
No.
As the Rockets fans let you know last night, with a very melodic and poetic chant that we can't say on the radio.
Yes. it wasn't a sexy haiku or anything like that, but yes, they very poetic chant. All right, so we'll keep digging into this Rockets game. Astros win last night. We'll touch on that in the next segment and in headlines. It is draft time, man. Draft time, 25th overall pick. The Texans are going to be on the clock tonight. And we'll dig into that as well. I actually posed the question to Seth about would they take one of these three guys, Booker, Banks, or Donovan Jackson, take one of those three guys, or will they take somebody from the field? You got those two choices from those two groups of players, Booker, Banks, Jackson, or every other eligible draft-eligible player. The people weighed in on this, Seth. I'm curious to get your guess on people ended up agreeing with you. I think you settled on field. Ultimately on that one.
I did, because I was sober.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see.
This morning I'm drunk.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Let's go.
That's why I need that nap.
Let's go. So we'll hit that. Astros and NFL draft. That's coming up next.